bloody, brutal, vicious. And this was the general, a hoodlum named Al Capone. The battlefield was right on our own doorstep, and all because we were thirsty. At first, prohibition's a pretty good idea. People vowed that they would go along with it. They felt noble watching treasury agents pour thousands of gallons of illegal hooch down the drain. If a few people wanted a drink badly enough to pay bootleg prices for it, what difference did it make? After all, they were in the minority.